somebody was in like a MRI tube and something came out of the bottom.
Great, I never want an MRI again.
Yeah.
I hate those movies. I hate them so much.
You know, they say that one scene's supposed to be one of the scariest jump scenes of any movie ever. But I never watched it in the movie, so I've only seen the clip, and so I'm like, it's not that bad. I'm sure in the movie. Oh, hey, welcome to Louisville's Best Podcast, a podcast about everything, nothing, and all things in between. We are excited to be joining you for another week. And John, I'm starting with breaking news.
Hang on.
I talked to our faithful podcast listener, Doug, this week.
Yeah.
All right.
And he finished the Fast and Furious podcast.
Oh, did he?
And he let me know, this broke my heart. He hasn't watched one of them since Paul Walker died. The last one he watched was the last Paul Walker one. And I was like, expecting him to be on Brian and I's side about all hyped up and everything.
Yeah.
But no, he's more on your side.
Well, good. I'm glad he is. I mean, he should be on my side. I mean, that's the right side of the argument. Let's
establish what's happening here. That means Doug did not pay his $9.95 monthly subscription fee to our podcast. So he's off the Patreon channel now. So
yeah. Doug, Brian will have your bill in the mail.
Yeah, that's right. With a non-autographed picture.
But he did sign up for the fans only.
Well, that's a different one, John.
John, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, man, I couldn't be better if I tried. I'm getting some yard work done.
Yeah.
Watching lots of movies.
Roof work done.
Yeah, I'm
getting some. John's on summer break.
I'm on summer break.
He's growing his summer. Hey, Charlie, John is growing his summer stash.
Look, check it out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm happy with that.
And
it's
all gray now. All gray.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
I wanted to get some Just for Men, and Carla told me no because I'd probably just stain my chin. I'd have this like really bad Fu Manchu look going, and I thought about like it doesn't grow anywhere else. It's just right here,
yeah,
right here. So usually I shave everything off at the soul patch.
Yeah,
do it for a time. I go back to school, and then I see how long it takes the kids to notice that it's there.
Yeah.
And then they're like, eat growth. That's just nasty.
But I bet you have to admit, you've got a killer mustache going right now.
Honestly, that's gross just hearing you talk about waiting for kids to see your soul
John, patch. Seriously, I think if you shaved anything off, you might want to save the soul patch this time and let the mustache
John,
go.
It's going to be an action movie night. So my question to start us off, what, in your opinion, is the best role that The Rock has ever been in? I know he's one of your favorite actors of all time. You got a tattoo of him, of the Brahma Bull, on your
the
people's champ,
the most electrifying man.
Let's see.
San Andreas.
Charlie says San Andreas.
I'm going to jump in here before John takes it. I'm going to say Scorpion Andreas, King.
John's
is. You're going to say Scorpion King?
Yeah, hang on.
King?
Yeah. Hang on. Wait.
Yeah.
Charlie is right on cue with me, though, because San Andreas is probably his best movie ever. Because there's never been a movie where I sat and openly laughed at a disaster movie like I did when him and his wife crash lands a helicopter into a garage.
Oh, it's the Fast and Furious as a disaster.
They
movie.
Are yeah. absolutely covered in whatever fuel it is, whatever helicopter uses. They're dripping in it. He runs over to a truck, opens the truck door, and it's a brand new truck. And I don't even think you can hotwire them this way anymore. He uses his fist and breaks the bottom. Of the rocket, yeah, and he takes it out, and he's like, he's covered in gasoline. He's like,
yeah.
And I leaned over to Carla and said, "This movie could have ended right there if it just been like." And she was like, "No, this is the greatest movie
so,
ever."
I mean, I'm giving you the Black Adam, Red Notice,
Red Notice was good.
Jungle Cruise. Jumanji.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Black Adam left a lot to be desired. Rampage. I've never seen
that. That was not
Baywatch.
As bad. No, I do. I would
Central
probably. I really did like him as the skipper in Jungle Cruise.
I think
honestly.
I'll say
so
it.
What do you got?
I'm going to go with Red Notice.
Red Notice.
Yeah, and I'll say Jungle
that's
Cruise.
That's not the worst movie in the world. Yeah. Charlie said I would say San Andreas, which is probably close. What's really close to my heart.
Close. Don't forget he was in the Hercules movie Hercules.
Let's also don't forget he was in The Tooth Fairy and The Game Plan.
The movie that Aaron, because Aaron's not on tonight, he would probably say The Other Guys, where he jumped off the building at the beginning.
Yeah. Aim for the Bushes. It's actually a pretty funny movie.
It's good. Charlie, how are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good, Tim. How are you doing?
Doing well. Charlie's on assignment tonight, dog sitting. Charlie, what's the name of the dog you're hanging with tonight? Oh. Just want to make sure.
I've got Ragnar, the 2-year-old husky, and Poppy, the 10-year-old.
Okay. Just want to make sure we weren't violating like any HIPAA violations there by giving dog sitting dog names out, but I think we're good.
No.
Charlie, favorite?
A whole different thing.
Favorite rock role?
That would be his character, Boxer Santos, in the film Southland Tales.
Man.
So it's an independent film. It's from the not independent, but it's from the guy who did Donnie Darko. Okay. And it is one of the weirdest movies I've seen in my entire life. Definitely worth a watch if you want to see something very strange. It's a dystopian film set in an alternate U.S. Present. It stars The Rock, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Justin Timberlake, and pretty much the entire cast of Saturday Night. Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Christopher Lambert. It's such a strange movie, but it's such a good dystopian, not like fantasy world. It's very well done film. It's weird, but yeah, it's good.
I can always.
He plays a character.
Go ahead, Charlie.
His spoiler, but he gets split into two different human beings, like his actual physical form gets split into two different beings, and he's this like super action star, but when he gets split, the person that remains behind has like all these anxieties and fears, and he does such a great job playing that role where he plays just scared the whole time, almost like the Cowardly Lion. It's a very well done film.
Can always count on Charlie to come with the deep cuts. The Charlie deep cut is almost like we need to patent that, John.
The Charlie Deep Cut. Yeah, we'll put that on the segment list.
Okay. All right, Brian, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man.
Good, Brian. I think you already spoiled it, but you said the Scorpion King?
Well, I mean, as a comical addition to it.
Okay.
But no, I mean, let's be honest. The very first time he was the Scorpion King was actually CGI. It was pretty good.
No, it wasn't.
I almost
get
got it
out of here.
Face. Almost.
I will have to find a picture of that put on here.
So, I mean, do you have a legit?
I really did like Jungle Cruise. I did like his.
I never saw Jungle Cruise.
It was because I think it plays so well to him because it's that comic side of him.
He's really good with,
and he was able to be tell all the corny jokes from the Jungle Cruise, but yet has those action scenes built into it. A pretty cool backstory of the Jungle Cruise. So yeah, I really did like that. But I mean, it's like I said, I would normally go with Hobbs, but I mean, as soon as he's ripping helicopters down with the chain and bare hands, that was where I was like, okay.
Oh, I mean, that's the kind of man you want.
That finally was like, I'm like, okay, that's gone too far.
Yep. All right.
wait, hold on a second. So
ripping a helicopter down with a bare chain.
There's a limit for Brian.
It took ripping a helicopter out of the sky to say that the Fast and Furious had gone too far at that point.
Whoa, no. Now remember,
the Fast and Furious spinoff.
For those of us who listened to the podcast last week, it was there was a distinction made there. It was not Fast and Furious. It was Hobbs and Shaw, but
no, okay.
Number two.
Get it right. I stand corrected.
You get it right too, Doug, not listening but watching Fast and Furious.
I got you back on this, Doug.
All right, look, guys, we're going with a ranker list tonight. We are doing the most underrated action movies of the 90s, action stars. So stars of 90s action movies that this list considers to be underrated. So you think of action stars like Schwarzenegger and Stallone, and it's easy to kind of rattle off their big films, but what we're going to look at is the underrated films. Now, I'm not going to read all of these because some of them I'm like, no, I don't want to. So this is Tim's cliff notes of Brinker. So number one, underrated action star of a 90s action movie is Sylvester Stallone in Demolition Man.
Oh, please.
Good.
Oh, gosh. Come on.
Wow.
That's this list is already gone.
The only thing I'm wondering about this list is, like, is Dolph Lundgren on this list?
He's got to be. There has got to be a Dolph Lundgren sighting on this.
I'm hoping it's not a true
1980s, 1990s action star.
I mean,
Demolition Man.
I'm going to get you back with number two, but go ahead.
The only thing that I remember about Demolition Man was
the
fact,
seashells, right?
No, is that they blew up a building in downtown Louisville on MTV.
They did?
Yeah, as the premiere. That's what they did. They had a building in downtown Louisville, and they blew it up on live television or something. And it had Demolition Man, like a big banner across it or something.
I think that's our new segment. You've been educated by John.
Yeah.
I did not
know. You didn't
know
that? You didn't know that?
That might have been before my time.
Oh, it was way before your time.
'92 is when I showed up.
Okay,
at the end of '92.
But that shows exactly what Louisville was like, because
you just blow a building up.
It was a huge event.
Charlie, do you know about this?
Oh, yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, see? Brian, you don't remember?
No.
It was a big deal. Oh.
Yeah. Me and Charlie got the... We remember. You watched it on MTV.
So, was it part of the movie, or was it just to celebrate the movie?
No, it was just to promote the movie. It was just a promotion of the movie.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't like they just ran to blow up. The production company went around the country and found buildings that were going to be destroyed anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And then offered to do it for them. So the state didn't have to pay for the cost of the demolition and the cleanup. The production company did. It was a big deal. I remember that.
That's the stupidest promotion I've ever heard.
It was an awesome promotion.
Well, that's the thing about...
It's odd how they John likes...
Demolition Man.
That's the Furious.
I can't stand.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Demolition Man has the unfortunate... timing to be released the same weekend as Jurassic Park. If it had come out at a different time, it would have considered one of the greatest films, action films of all time. But Demolition Man, Meteor Man, and Last Action Hero were three films that came out that summer, but they're all considered to be flops because everybody went to see Jurassic Park. But all three films were actually really good, fun summer blockbusters, but they just couldn't compete with Jurassic Park.
Couldn't compete with the dinos. All right, John, this next one has your name written all over it.
All right, I'm ready.
You have talked about this movie a million times, and I have still never seen it.
That's your fault.
It's Antonio Banderas in...
The 13th Warrior, baby.
The 13th Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good movie.
That is a great movie. It is the name.
Such a good movie.
That where they go, it is the Bindo. And I'm like, shh, it's the name that cannot be spoken. It's one of the greatest movies ever. How in the world
can we watch that tonight?
It's great.
Let's find it.
How can you not be convinced?
Okay.
It's on TV.
All right.
How can you not be convinced though that a Hispanic or Spanish? I'm sorry.
Oof.
A Spanish guy speaking English is playing a Muslim fighting with Vikings. I mean, how can you not get behind something like that?
Yeah.
It's a great movie, though. I love it.
He didn't speak English over one night, he learned English by listening to the Vikings speak.
That moment when he all of a sudden figures out what they're saying.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm going to read the book. It's like a Michael Crichton book.
Is it?
Yeah.
Man, no, I got to watch this movie. All right, number next. It's Jackie Chan in Rumble in the Bronx. This movie... Sorry, Charlie.
I was quoting the movie, but I decided it was something I shouldn't have said, so I stopped before I said anything to get
bleeped
right. over.
You kind of cut out right when you were saying that, so it worked out perfectly. So Jackie Chan and Rumble in the Bronx. This was when America was really first introduced to the glory that is Jackie Chan. I think I actually went and saw this movie in the theater. And the other thing that stands out about this movie, Jackie Chan doing his own stunts broke his ankle in this movie. But it's got everything you would want in a Jackie Chan movie, where he's just doing outrageous stunts with ladders, with hover cars, everything like that. It's a classic Jackie Chan flick. And I assume maybe just Charlie and I are the only ones that ever saw it.
I saw it, but I don't.
Is there a scene in that when he like goes through a shopping cart?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I've seen
yeah.
it then.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan just
doesn't do it for you.
Doesn't do it for me. No.
But is he really considered underrated? Or are you saying at the time it came
that,
out?
I'm just saying with that movie, it's okay. considered underrated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not a Jackie Chan.
You can't even say his name.
I mean, that launched him into stardom in the 90s, though. Well, there was Rush Hour.
I mean, we just saw Chris Tucker setting courtside. So,
yeah.
I
mean. Shanghai Nights, Shanghai whatever. I don't know.
Noon.
There you go.
Yeah, because he had Owen Wilson carrying him around in those movies. Shanghai
Noon. He carried Owen Wilson.
That was when he was like, do you have a wet shirt to bend the bars?
Yeah, and he pees all over yeah. the shirt. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me what shirt bends bars. Like.
Yeah, you didn't tell me which one will burn his bars. I can't do it.
That was pretty good.
The only way it would have been better is if it would have been Matthew McConaughey going, all right.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Rush Hour movies. Cinematic masterpieces, John. Just put them in the museum of fine movie history.
Yeah.
They're in the wing right beside Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, they're... The so. Only thing that could have made them better is if Chris Tucker in those movies had been dressed like he was in The Fifth Element. That's what we should... That would have been amazing. I would have watched them over and over and over again.
All right. I've seen this movie in pieces. I've never watched it in one sitting. It's Bruce Willis in The Last Boy Scout.
Oh, that's got David Wayans in it.
Oh, that movie's awful. That movie is so stupid.
Isn't that the one where the football player shoots everybody?
I get. I yes. Know.
Okay, that's all I remember about that movie.
I don't know. I don't.
Charlie, go ahead. Take this movie and give us some kind of background here.
Oh, it was just dumb. Damon Wayans was the co-star of it, and he's just not that good. Wasn't that good of an actor back then? They were just capitalizing on In Living Color. It was just an awful, awful film.
I don't even know what it's about, but evidently Bruce Willis is underrated in it, Charlie. According to this one, he's a former football player.
He plays the same character he plays in everything, and yeah.
All right, we're going to move past The Last Boy Scout.
I'm laughing because I'm watching Brian sitting here in this kind of weird ecstasy watching a Fast and the Furious 10 trailer.
Fast X, y'all.
He's like, oh, yeah.
Now,
Jason Momoa was just on the screen blowing something up, too. So.
Hey, guys, this next movie, I actually remember liking, and watching it several times, and I think I owned it. It was one of the ones I got from like the dollar bin from a movie gallery or whatever that movie rental place was by my house. It's Will Smith in Enemy of the State. Did anybody else see that?
Yeah. That's got Gene Hackman in it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Barry Pepper, a couple other people like that.
Oh, that's when Barry Pepper was at the height of his fame. He'd been
Jack Blackson, it's Scott Conn.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not.
I thought Charlie was growling at us for a second.
That was Ragnar the Husky. He was very excited about it.
He gets excited about Scott Conn. We all do.
He's waiting to watch Hawaii Five-0.
exactly.
The best thing I think about that movie is because it's a computer-based movie. It's a technology-based movie.
It is not aged well.
No, and it's like my phone has more computing power than everything they have in that room.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
Because I bought the other day. I was thinking about this the other day. Susie has it, and we got a Switch, handheld Switch. And we need some extra. Because I got MLB The Show 22 for the Switch, so I can take it to the country with me. And I bought one of the memory cards for it. It's like 200 gigabyte. And it came in the mail, and it barely like fit on the end of my finger.
It's crazy.
A little video thing. I thought, this thing has got more computing power, like 150,000 times more computing power than my first Packard Bell computer did back in 1993.
Right.
So, yeah, that movie.
A fraction of the size.
Yeah. And so that movie, yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
Still got the roller printers and stuff like that.
All right. This next movie, I actually used to watch this movie all the time. It is Mel Gibson, before he went full Mel Gibson, in the movie Payback. It's where he is a hitman who is left for dead and
Rene
comes
Russo
back.
In that one?
Not Rene Russo. It's is it Maria Bello? No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay, okay. But basically he's paying back like everybody, and very dry Mel Gibson in the role he plays, but plays it is just kind of a somebody you don't cross, and a lot of good kill scenes in that movie. Lucy Liu's in that one, several other ones. Was I the only Payback fan?
Yeah. Remember? Yeah, yeah, you were just probably it. Yeah, I'd say
fair.
So.
That's fair.
I'm not a Mel Gibson guy, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw Braveheart, which was and then I don't like Braveheart. It's so historically inaccurate.
I was getting ready to say.
Yeah, it is so.
Even my Beth Haven book called it out as being historically inaccurate.
Well, it's like, you know, they show the king laying in bed dying. He's like, she's like, I carry his baby in my belly. And he's like, he died on the battlefield. And he didn't die. Yeah, he just
maybe she sent him a letter. The baby was in her belly, and that's what he got it from.
No, the movie is
get in my belly.
It's not that great.
All right, Charlie, you referenced this movie just a little bit ago. It is Arnold Schwarzenegger in Last Action Hero. This is one of those movies that if you've seen Inside Out and you know they have that dump where all their memories go and slowly fade away, that's where this movie kind of is in my brain. Like, I've seen it. I can remember just bits and pieces of, like, him, like...
Jamie Lee Curtis?
No, that's True Lies.
True, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Another one that's right on the verge of that one.
No, that was a Christmas movie also, wasn't it?
That's Jingle All the Way.
No, that's a good one.
Schwarzenegger's in
Turbo Man.
Turbo Man.
This is such garbage. Yeah. That movie's horrible. Man. No, me and Carla went to see that because it had Sinbad in it. We thought it was going to be hilarious. They wound up being stupid. It was just like, oh, Sinbad.
Charlie, like you said.
I was with you all.
Were you with us? Yeah.
You're my favorite customer.
Yeah. Remember, like, right before the movie started, I looked and saw it was T.R. Smith sitting there in front of me?
Yeah, he sat right in front of us.
And I talked to him.
That's a Louisville reference
there.
I was like, aren't you T.R. Smith? He's like, yeah, buddy, I am. I was like, didn't you used to pass through Frank Betts' Sybil? He's like, yep, and turned around and talked to me anymore.
Yeah, because, Charlie was being
Charlie. You that said was, that this
was, go ahead. That was when he was doing his, like, record producer stick where he had, like, cowboy hat. He was like Doc Smith.
Yeah.
He was, anyway.
Charlie,
different.
Do you think Last Action Hero would have been a hit if it wasn't for Jurassic Park?
I do.
Wasn't this movie like panned as being awful?
It was an interesting.
Were any of the 80s and 90s Schwarzenegger films not awful? I mean, the reason, and that's the thing about Last Action Hero and Demolition Man, is that were they excellent films? No, but they were big, dumb, fun action blockbusters. And Jurassic Park really changed that for many years, and still to this day, that's still an issue. You don't have the big, dumb, fun action films anymore. Because you now have a smarter action film. You have films like Jurassic Park that gets into the science of cloning, and then it's more of like a dangerous... Are the kids upstairs running around, or is there like a thunderstorm?
Yeah, there's both.
Okay. It sounds like somebody's playing the bongos on your microphones. It's pretty awesome. But when you have films like Jurassic Park that then takes the action in a more intelligent direction... Saying Schwarzenegger makes stupid, you know, stick around and stuff like that's not nearly as considered to be as entertaining. It's the same film he's always made. It just didn't work for that time frame because we got something different.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It was a interesting concept, but just poorly executed at the time. It just wasn't.
So like a year earlier, it would have been a masterpiece.
Yeah, or if
also in the museum with Rush Hour.
Or if you had the modern day technology and CGI and stuff and could have done a lot more with it, it would have been cool. But I just, like I said, I'm not a Schwarzenegger guy.
Brian, I couldn't help but notice that Charlie said that action movies today are much smarter, meaning that he thinks Fast and Furious is a very smartly made action movie. So
I said some are blockbusters. That's what I said. And then also. But then you, by comparison to Last Action Hero and Demolition Man and Commando, Avengers is a smarter film. Spider-Man is a smarter film.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, they're big dumb films, but they are not nearly as, whereas Fast and Furious is just.
It's actually probably as close to. No, I was going to say it's actually probably as close to a big dumb action movie as they really make now, yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, I can't think of anything that's more over the top, unrealistic.
They didn't start out that way, though. They were a modern day
point,
almost like, well, and then also I was going to say Easy Rider. You had guys kind of bucking the system, and their cars were their heroes, and they did things based on their cars, and then it turned into family, and then, you know, action heroes.
Right.
Read tea leaves, you know. They thought, these SCP fans need something else to watch. Let's make more Fast and Furious movies.
I see poop.
Pass the Fago. All right, I got two more on the list real quick to get us done. The next one is John Travolta in Broken Arrow.
That movie is... my gosh, I'm about to get triggered over here on this thing. That movie is such garbage.
Didn't that have a self bomber in it or something?
Christian Slater?
Yes. Yeah. We got ourselves a Broken Arrow. And John Travolta's like, the whole time. It was like, gosh, this movie's so stupid. It made me want to hit somebody. I mean, literally wanted just to hit somebody. It was just a visceral reaction to the ideal that John Travolta's on there going, ha, ha, ha. And can't handle it.
I haven't seen John passionate about something in a long time.
I mean, it's just, just hot.
But Howie Long's one of the villains, John.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Howie Long, the football player.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that one. But at the same time, it's Howie Long, okay? They made fun of it. No, it wasn't that one. On the NFL commentation show, they used to make fun of him because he was in that movie, Firefighter or something. And they were always making fun about that. I can't remember exactly what the name of the movie was. But no, okay. I'm done. Okay, I feel better.
All right.
I feel so much better.
Last one. Kurt Russell.
Oh, no.
Executive Decision.
I remember that, but I don't remember what it was about.
The thing that sticks out about Executive Decision is that it was advertised as a big Steven Seagal movie.
He's in it for like 10 seconds.
And he dies within the first 10 minutes of the movie.
You got Kurt Russell's like, we're not going to get out of here. And Simmerdale's like, you are. off his, it's over. I mean, it's like, what?
I think John Leguizamo's in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man. It's a good one.
Oliver Platt.
Oh, yes.
You cannot go wrong with The Pest.
The Pest.
And he's in the John Wick movies, too, which is kind of cool. Yeah. Else, but yeah, you can't go wrong with The Pest. There's no way.
Peace and Chicken Grease. That's what he says in The Past. Kurt Russell's a movie Executive Decision's a movie that takes place on a plane. He basically takes on the hijackers after Steven Seagal gets sucked out of the tunnel that they tried to build between planes. So,
who knows how much Steven Seagal got paid for that?
Oh, a ton.
He's literally in it like 5 minutes. Yeah. I mean, it's 5 minutes. But I would rather have 5 minutes of Steven Seagal than an entire 2 hours of John Travolta.
John,
boom.
Last question, and we're done.
Yes.
How do you feel about John Travolta's shaved head?
Yeah, it's getting weirder looking all the time. I mean, the dude gets weirder looking. It's like they put parts of him together to make this guy. Because it's like
he's prepping for Face Off too.
He needs a Face Off. I mean, literally, it's like Face Off's all right. I can get behind that Face Off because he plays wicked cool. You know, I mean, I can do that. But then you had Nicolas Cage on the other side, which really balanced that movie out. But then you see him like in the commercials with the guys from Scrubs, and it's just like
eyes. That's the one that comes to mind.
He doesn't blink.
I haven't noticed that.
He doesn't blink in it. He just no. They're like little squinty. He's trying to sing, and it's like.
Well, if you want to hear more John Travolta commentary, you've got the right podcast. So check us out on previous podcasts. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, I just have one honorable mention of a very underrated 90s action film.
Yeah.
And that's Hard Rain, starring Christian Slater and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, that's actually pretty decent.
It's a stupid name. Hard Rain is the stupidest name for a movie ever. However, it is a big, dumb, fun action film.
Put it on your list. It's on my list with 13
Warriors.
13 Warriors.
13th Warrior.
13th Warrior.
Yes.
13th.
You're getting 13th Warrior and 13 Ghosts confused there, too.
Yeah, sorry about that. Well, hey, if you're here for the Hard Rain, we're here for you. We are Louisville's best podcast. Check us out wherever you listen to podcasts. And Doug, I forgive you, but Brent, I'm not sorry.
We'll catch you later, Doug.